couple of listeners. Today we're going to have a chat about the music tour that recently went to Sydney. And so I have with me Program Leader for Music, Mr. Josh McKechie, and Year 12 students Charlotte Langford and Mattia Page. Welcome, everybody.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Okay, so it was a big tour. 10 days, Josh?
8 days.
8 days,
eight
right?
Days, mm-hmm. Yeah, Saturday to Saturday. Mm-hmm. Just before we came back for school, term three. So, yeah, big tour, really full days while we were away.
Mm. Which ensembles went?
So we took three touring ensembles. So we had a guitar ensemble, which was primarily comprised of students from Guitar Ensemble 1. We had a tour choir, which was just an amalgamation of students from junior and senior choir. And similarly with the concert band, we took an amalgamation of students from concert band and wind ensemble.
Mm-hmm. And from what year levels?
Students from year 8 all the way through year 12.
Okay, wonderful. Have you been on a music tour before, Charlotte?
I haven't. This was my first year going on music.
Okay, wonderful. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, it was actually a lot more fun than I expected. You know, I expected it just to be really, like, laborious and strenuous, but it actually ended up being really fun.
That's good. In what way, in terms of the playing and the concentration and the commitment to your ensemble, or are you talking about the fun of playing or the fun of sightseeing?
I think it was, like, a mix of all. Like, mm-hmm. I really enjoyed my group. I think we all had a lot of fun. And I also enjoyed, you know, getting up and playing, you know, on the Sydney Opera House stage and, you know, getting to hang out with a lot of my friends, like mm-hmm. old friends and new friends.
Okay, wonderful. And so the Opera House is certainly a highlight. It's a highlight if you get to visit it, let alone perform on the stage. So do you remember what stage you were on? Is it the...
We were in the concert hall.
You're in the concert hall. So that's amazing. How did you find that, Mattia?
It was a really, really fun experience. I think everyone was a bit nervous, but we were all just, like, really excited that we would walk away and be able to say we've played on, like, the stage. Like, everyone knows the Opera House. Mm. And so, yeah, I think it was really cool and really cool to get to do it with younger students as well. Because, mm-hmm. like, I remember seeing people go to a music tour when I was in, I think, grade 8 was the last one, and I didn't go. And they all came back and they performed in the stage in the Opera House, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. So I was deciding that, like, I've got to do it now. It's like a grade 12, but there's also like a lot younger students that have also been able to do it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And in terms of, did you get to perform and then did you have to leave, or did you get to be in the audience as well, Josh? Did you get to see other musicians?
Yeah, we got to see a lot of other ensembles, not just at the Opera House, but across the week as well. So essentially the way that a lot of the performances would work is would be scheduled in the first half or the second half, and then we would watch the other half of the concert, and then if like one of our ensembles wasn't performing in that concert, then they would be there for the whole time. So you know, the band kids and the guitarists sat through beautiful concert at Pitt Street Uniting Church with all the choral groups for the festival, and then similarly the choirs, you know, watched all the instrumental groups perform at various times across the week. So it was really nice to be able to share not just what we were doing musically, but to see what was happening in other schools from, you know, across the country and from New Zealand as well. It was really great.
So from a music educator's point of view, what's the benefit of an immersion that's 8 days for these young musicians?
I think exposure is a big thing that comes from it. So seeing what other schools are doing, and it's also a good benchmark for us as well to mm-hmm. see like what we're doing well, but also to see what else is out there, what can we aspire to, and be inspired by some of those other performances, some of those other groups. Mm-hmm. Certainly the intensity of like the rehearsals, and then the schedule was pretty grueling. I think with the three groups we had like mm-hmm. 17 performance opportunities across mm-hmm. the week. So it's pretty demanding on the students. So that sort of exposure to high level, high pressure performance situations where they're required to come back day in, day out and like be really focused and deliver their very best is certainly something that we get in that situation that we don't necessarily get in other events throughout the year.
And that's exciting too. Like there's a level of adrenaline mixed in with all of that and resilient. So I hear you did well.
Yes.
Yes, what did you walk away with?
For concert band we got a gold, which was...
Congratulations.
Really, really good.
we got gold as well for guitar ensemble, and choir got silver.
Wonderful. Were you proud, Mr. McKechnie?
Oh, I was very proud. Yeah, yeah. The groups like exceeded my expectations across the whole week, and what was really pleasing to see was that wasn't just a one-off. Like, each performance was brilliant, and in fact they got better as the week went on. So even though the general fatigue and weariness and the sickness that starts to inevitably bubble up when you're in that tight-knit group in close quarters for that length of time, our students did an amazing job of just upping the level every time they came out to perform.
It's wonderful. Yeah, growing in confidence.
Yeah, every time, without fail. Yeah, it was incredible.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for sharing your experience.